This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. We're going to dig into a little bit of this economic news, and we'll get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Yes, it's official. Dome is the Democrat nominee. She officially has enough delegates to make her the nominee. That happened earlier today. Not that anyone was in suspense about that. The old Oracle told you the way that was going to go a long time ago, and I am such a huge fan of referring to myself in the third person with nicknames. I also gave myself, that is just peak radio. That's peak radio right there. All right, let's talk about something ugly before we go back to all the Ask Dr. Jesse stuff. The economic news from today, the unemployment numbers, it's bad, obviously. It's really bad. Here it was.
My goodness, if you get three consecutive monthly readings on job gains that are less than 125,000, we only had 114,000 for the month of July. I'm beginning to smell a recession coming into view, if that's the case. This jump by the unemployment rate, my goodness, 4.3%. This is up sharply from, you know, not long ago. Where was it? At 3.5, 3.6%. This is a bearish report for the U.S. economy.
Okay. You combine that with this one. This one's from an E.J. Antoni. I want to make sure I give him credit. Over the last year, this is just the last year, native-born Americans have lost 1.2 million jobs. Foreign-born have increased $1.3 million. This goes back to what we've talked about many times before. I can't even read all the emails I get from mainly young men. Some are young women, but mainly young men and older men who are just despondent at the job market out there. Jesse, I've applied a million places. Jesse, I can't find work. Jesse, I'm desperate. Jesse, I'm demoralized. Jesse, I'm this. And because I don't have much positive to say about it, I don't want to stay on it. I'm just going to say two things. First, this has been, it is, the overarching story of Western civilization for the last half century, if not more. That story is the leaders of Western civilization ripping their countries away from the hands of the citizens and handing it to those who can be bought for a $500 Visa card. It's why the Rust Belt is now the Rust Belt when it used to be the manufacturing belt, the steel belt, whatever you want to call it. Now, the Rust Belt. Desolate Rust Belt towns, people hooked on drugs, men, young and old, can't find work.
But if you hop on a train and get up here from Venezuela, you'll be washing dishes before you know it in a taxpayer-funded hotel, and your little children will be educated in American schools, also funded by the taxpayer. Now, that's the bad stuff, so let me just reinforce this. There is still opportunity out there, young men. If you're listening right now, there are opportunities out there. Are they going to look like the same opportunities your father had and his father had? No, they will not. In this day and age, I hear this story all the time, so I know it's true. You might graduate high school, great grades. You might get into college somewhere. Lord willing, you're not buried in student loan debt by the time you're done. And when you get to college, you might major in something that is worthwhile. Not some ridiculous sociology degree, but you major in something worthwhile, business management, whatever it may be, finance. And maybe you work hard and get good grades in college. And one day you find yourself, boom, you're graduating. You're a college grad. You did it right. High school, college, you studied, you picked the right degree, and now you're applying. I actually just got an email about this. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's long. It's hard to read, but it's only hard to read because it's so sad. Of Jesse, I've applied 100, 200 jobs. Everyone says, no, I can't even get a call back. Nobody wants me. Maybe you did everything right and you're not getting a call back and you're not getting a job. And I'm not here to tell you that's okay. And I'm not here to tell you that's going to change either. The chances are pretty good that we are going to enter into a completely different economy, different culture than the one our parents have known. Maybe the whole graduate from college in 4 years and get a great job. Maybe that old mindset needs to die like now before we continue to cheat our children. However, there are tremendous opportunities out there still. Sales opportunities. Don't roll your eyes. I joke about being an RV salesman. You don't have to sell RVs or cars. There's a bunch of different fields. Almost every field involves sales. My field has sales. There's sales in radio. There's sales in everything. You know how to listen to people? I didn't say talk, did I? Do you know how to listen? Listen when they talk? Find out their questions, concerns? You have hard work, discipline? Calling people back, sending a follow-up thank you today. It couldn't be any easier. It's a quick text message. Hey, man, thanks. Appreciate what you did. Do you have discipline like that? Might be able to make yourself a real nice living. There aren't very many talented sales guys who are going hungry, ever, because someone always needs something sold to someone else. And trades. Roll your eyes all you want. Plumbing, electrical, HVAC. And I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. We moved to Montana when I was 10 years old. And again, we did construction. I come from a construction family. It's what my dad did. It's what his dad did. And my dad was a construction foreman. We moved out there. He was a foreman for a construction company. And we moved to Bozeman, and we lived in 10 houses in 10 years. Because we would buy a house and flip it, trying to keep our heads above water, trying to earn money. And, you know, there were no movers back then. It was me and my dad and a family friend in a U-Haul. That's it. Scrawny little Jesse with my dad moving fridges and stuff in and out. But that's what we did. But today, it's very much it's changed a lot. Today, I heard this. I haven't confirmed it, but the average price on a new home in Bozeman, Montana, where I grew up, is $1 million. That's insane. That's nothing like when I was a kid. $1 million. Okay, that's crazy, right? Well, what's this have to do with the trades? What's this have to do with what I'm telling you? Well, I was just having, I just had my Marine Corps reunion. And one of my Marine Corps buddies, his brother still lives in Bozeman. Now, he's not a fancy financier. He's not a doctor. He doesn't do any of these things. So how in the world could he afford to live in a town that's so expensive? Well, he does construction on gutters. He puts in and repairs and cleans the gutters on all these homes. Sound miserable? Sound beneath you? He made $750,000 last year. $750,000. $1,000 last year. I am not here to tell you the opportunities are the same ones your dad had. They're not. I'm not here to say that. I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm not going to blow smoke or put a sunny face on something that's bad. If you busted your butt and you graduated with a finance degree and now you're living with your parents and you're waiting tables at iHeart, I'm sorry. That sucks. It's unfair. It's wrong. I wish it wasn't that way. But I am here to tell you there are opportunities out there if you start looking where the opportunities actually lie. And those opportunities lie oftentimes in different places than the ones your parents told you about, than the ones your parents had. And don't be mad at your parents about that, because that's the way it was. That's the way it was when I was a kid. My parents told me, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. You want a good job? Go to college. Go to college. I went to Montana State and flunked out. Look, that was the old way of thinking. Maybe you do have to go to college to do whatever you're doing. But learn to be flexible with the opportunities that are out there. Learn to be flexible. All right? All right. Dear Golf Club Punisher, pasteurized process cheese, whatever. As one who lives in a commie-controlled state of commie, California, I would love to relocate to a conservative state, but for several reasons I cannot. What can people like me do to most efficiently help keep our state from becoming more communist? I get this question a lot. You know, I always encourage people, you got to move, you got to move. Get out of your blue state, get to a red one. They're now passing it into law. They'll take your kids from you in these places. They're getting darker and darker and darker as these blue states go through this commie death spiral. But what if you can't? Your job, you're taking care of mom, the kids' school. What if you can't? Because that's the case for a lot of people. They simply can't move. Let's discuss that in a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss this. Let's remember, there are lives at stake with what we talk about. Lives at stake. In fact, we've snuffed out over 60 million of them in this country. Over 60 million unborn babies gone forever because we managed to normalize something that is terrible. Now, we can't bring those 60 million back to life. We can't. But we can. We do have the power to maybe prevent the next one. And it's the power of ultrasound. The ultrasound is the greatest gift the pro-life movement has ever been given, because there's some kind of God-breathed connection there between a mother and her baby once she hears that heartbeat. Preborn is finding the women who are about to have abortions and giving them free ultrasounds. You know, $28 buys that ultrasound. $140 buys five of them. And all this, no matter what you give, you can give $150,000 for all I care, all of it's tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Why should you do that?
You know, freedom is not free.
That's why you should do that. Need me to break it down for you even more?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Back to what the guy said. What can you, if you're stuck in a blue state, you can't move, what can you do? Well, you know how we talk about legal and local all the time, getting involved legally and locally. That's our path forward. That's our path for victory. We stay legal and we start taking back our communities. The future of our country, the future for you and your kids, is community focused. It has to be community focused. And maybe that stuff bores you. Maybe you're not into local politics. And I get that. Local politics is boring. It's lame. I know that. It is. I admit that. But if we focus locally, then no matter what happens nationally, we will be better off. Whether we're saved, whether it's a disaster, we'll be better off. And if enough of us take back our communities, then that will have the benefit of raising the entire nation up. You know, when Genghis Khan was invading a nation, he didn't ride right past everything and head right to the capital. He began at the outposts. He began in the hinterlands and worked his way in. That's what I mean by legal and local. We focus so much time and energy and emotional energy on draining the swamp when there's a reason the swamp has not been drained in my 43 years on the planet, not even a little. It just keeps filling up, 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 and up some more. So set that aside and let's focus on local and legal. I didn't say we ignore national politics. Go out, vote for Trump. Go out, make sure your senator gets elected. Your congressman gets elected. Yes, that stuff's good. That stuff matters a lot. But if you're stuck in a blue state, here's the truth. Your county sheriff might be the most important election you ever vote in. If you're in California right now, let's say you're on the right, you're in California, and there's millions and millions and millions and millions of people on the right in California right now listening to me. Listen. It's not that I don't want you to go vote for Trump this November or whoever you choose to vote for. But your local politicians are going to have so much more to do with your daily life than any national politician ever would. You want to get involved, but you feel powerless because you're in a blue state and your vote doesn't matter for presidential elections. You're not powerless. Nobody is powerless. And let's say you're stuck in a blue city, a blue part of a blue state, and you can't get out of there. What if you're in New York City? What if you're listening to me right now on the great WOR, I might note, in some studio apartment in Manhattan? And because of work, that's where you have to live. And okay, well, helping... Getting involved now because of the benefit of technology, it can be remote. Did you know you can phone bank for candidates from that studio apartment in Manhattan? Candidates in swing districts, candidates across the country. You can donate money if you have any to political candidates or political causes if you have one. There are so many ways to get involved. And I want to stress this as well. Getting involved doesn't only mean running for office, running for school board, and it doesn't only mean helping someone who does. Now, we need to do those things. We have to take back these seats of power. How many group text messages have you sent out to your friends about voting? That's something, because you get people, they'll email in, and I understand this. Well, Jesse, that's easy for you to say. You have a big platform and stuff like that, and you're right. I do have a big platform now, even though I have no idea why I'm here. I have a big platform now, and I can speak to all these people. You're right. That's correct. I do. But you know what I can't do? All the radio, TV, and all this other stuff, you know what I can't do? I can't send a group text message to your friends and family. I don't even know who they are. And even if I did, they'd think I was some weird, creepy marketer trying to bleed money out of them. You, on the other hand, can shoot it out and say, hey, all, don't know if you know, we have a school board election coming up next Tuesday. I've been working really closely with Jewish producer Chris. I think he'd be great for the school board. So go vote for Jewish producer Chris. Actually, we know Chris would be terrible. I'm just using his name as a fill-in here. Go vote for Chris next Tuesday if you would. You can do that, and I cannot. That is a political power. That is power you have, I do not have. I don't even know who's running for your school board. I don't know anything about it, but you do. You have power no one else has. There's no one else on the planet who has your friend circle and family circle. No one else on the planet has your identical circle, and no one else on the planet but you has the ability to influence that circle. So influence that circle. Hand curious friends. You have a friend who's maybe sensing that things aren't right, kind of, you know, maybe doing the little crawl before they walk thing of you see them starting to wake up politically. What about a book? Are they into books? No, I'm not even telling you to give them mine. Find a book you love that's political. Give it to them or give them mine. I don't care. Borrow one from a friend if you don't want to buy a new one. I don't care. The movement matters. The movement is what matters. You have the ability to influence the people in your life in a way nobody else has, not me or anyone else. That counts too. You don't have to run for office. There are a bunch of ways to get involved. All right, let's talk about what's happening over there. Israel, the Middle East, is blowing up right now. I did not mean that to come out that way, but I guess that's a pretty on-the-nose way to put it. Speaking of blowing up, have I ever told you about Fred's digestive problems? Because Fred, of course, we would have a dog that has a sensitive stomach. He had digestive problems after every meal for the first, year or two of his life. We pretty much kept the paper towel industry in business in the United States of America. I know COVID hurt everybody, but we, the Kelly family, we kept them afloat because of Fred. But our paper towel usage has gone way down because now we pour Rough Greens on Fred's food. On top of vitamins and minerals and omega oils, Rough Greens has probiotics and digestive enzymes. Fred's coat is shinier. His breath is better. His digestive problems have gone completely away because of Rough Greens. You want your dog to live longer? Start giving your dog real nutrition. You will see differences in your dog. You'll go to the vet less. How's that sound? Vets are expensive. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Here's something that's not a great sign for the economy. Car repossessions. They're up 23% compared to the same time period last year. Means people aren't making their note. And a cop buddy of mine, I was talking to him, you know what he told me? Said he's never had this many instances of people driving without insurance. He routinely shows up at wrecks now. People are driving without insurance. Why are they driving without insurance? They can't freaking afford insurance. In order to make the car note, they have to make sacrifices. People are still not getting it. These little signs out there show you something. And whenever I talk about this, I'll get to the Middle East talk in a minute, but whenever I talk about this, it can get confusing for people. So they'll email in and they'll ask, and it's a very honest, it's a great question, really. They'll say, Jesse, I hear about all these people who are hurting, but why are flights full? People are going to Barbados. People are going to Hawaii. People are flying everywhere. People are doing nice things. Why are all these things happening, yet people are supposedly hurting? Well, what you're seeing right now is the disappearance of the middle class. The middle class is being pushed down into poverty. The reason you're still seeing people buy fancy cars and fly on planes is because a lot of people have risen above middle class economically, and they're still spending money. I was actually at a nice hotel, really nice hotel, for that thing I had to go do for iHeart. The reason I was gone Monday through Wednesday, the thing I had to do with the suits, we were down in Palm Beach, and we're at this super, super nice hotel. I totally didn't belong there. We're at this really nice hotel, and the place, there were people all over the place. Absolutely all over the place. And we're looking around, my wife and I, and we're thinking, what in the world? And then talk to enough people and you figure out, well, yeah, all these people are rich. Rich people can withstand 20% inflation. Rich people can withstand these things. What happens is middle class people cannot. And so they're slashing their standard of living and being pushed down into poverty. It is turning into a country where there really are haves and have-nots. That's what inflation does. It guts the middle class, destroys the poor, guts the middle class, and the super rich, it doesn't affect them at all. This goes back to what I was talking about when I talked about COVID all the time and the lockdowns and why I always yelled and screamed at all the media people who were okay with it. It's why I'm very grateful that I've had a very normal life up until the point I started doing this six and a half years ago, whatever it is. Because these people would sit at home and they do TV for a living, or they do radio like I do for a living, or they're a columnist for this or a columnist for that. And these people are sitting in their jammies doing media hits or sitting there typing up something on their laptop while they sit out sun themselves on the deck with a cappuccino, and they're telling you, lecturing you about why you have to shut down your business and stay home. Just stay home. It's only 2 weeks. What, you can't take off work for a month? And I used to scream about it all the time. That's easy for you to say. You don't work by the hour. You don't need time and a half. You don't look. When I worked construction, which is the vast majority of probably my adulthood, there were many times I didn't just need 40 hours. I really kind of needed 45 to 50 to make ends meet because I needed time and a half, or if we were really lucky, it depended on the jurisdiction you were in, even double. And I was surrounded by guys like that. We weren't dying to get off of work at the end of the day. We were hoping they kept us late because we needed the hours. And we live in a country that where all the people who bring you the news, they don't even know what that existence is like. That's why they were all so casual about, hey, just stay home, selfish jerk. What? And now, as the middle class gets smashed, all the rich are still going places, still eating fancy foods at fancy hotels in Florida. Yeah, of course. But poor people can't afford their car note. Whew. Hey, Jesse, I know it's asking a lot, but could you break down in as simple way as possible what's currently going on in the Middle East? The U.S. is divided. Iran is supporting Christians, so on. So it seems like there's a change all the time. And I'm terrible at history, and I really struggle to keep it all straight. What do we need to know, and who do we need to watch? Okay, so let's have a little foreign policy talk before we dig into what's happening in the Middle East, because foreign policy is an extremely, extremely complicated thing. I very rarely will judge anyone for their foreign policy because it's one of those things that's so complicated, there isn't necessarily a right answer. As I've told you before, the only foreign policy I find completely unacceptable is chicken hawks. If you're one of these politicians who believes in sending American boys to die, but you yourself, you're unwilling to send your sons and daughters to die, then that I have a huge problem with. The Mitt Romneys of the world, that's the only foreign policy I disagree with. Mitt Romney wants American troops invading every inch of ground on the planet. He's got 87 kids, and then they've never once served in the military. That is completely unacceptable. Looking at a war and saying, hey, That's important. Your son better go die there, just not mine. That's unacceptable. Okay, so let's step that aside. Let's talk about foreign policy. Foreign policy is so incredibly complicated because the politics of one nation without any other nations involved, the politics of one nation is extremely complicated. Let's talk about Iran for a moment because we're going to make this kind of Middle East centric to try to break a lot of this stuff down. Let's talk about Iran for a moment. Now, yes, Iran is its own country, but it's also an Islamic country. Okay, but it only really practices one of the two sects of Islam. There are Shiites and there are Sunnis. Iran is Shiite, I'm sorry. So they're an Islamic state, all right? Now, also on top of being an Islamic state, they have sold themselves repeatedly to the radical Islamists anywhere in the region. They've sold themselves as being the vanguard of Islam, the protector of Islam, the tip of the spear. You know, for years, decades, for a long, long time, the Ottoman Empire, they really were able to do a lot of what they were doing because they sold themselves as the protectors of Islam. We are the protectors of Islam. We will protect Islam. Islam will not be smashed. Muslims will be safe because of us, the Ottomans. On a much smaller level, that's what Iran does right now for so many of the radical Islamic terrorist groups in the region. So that's one aspect of what Iran has to do. They have to, as an Islamic country and as the vanguard of Islam, they have to act as if they're protecting Islam at all times. But wait, there's more. There's also basic power and money at play here. The very evil men who lead the country of Iran, well, they may be Muslim, they may be not. You never know what's in somebody's heart, what someone truly believes. But they also are men who like money and they like power. How do I know that? Because all men like money and like power. It is human nature. They want to live in palaces and fly on private jets and smoke the finest hookahs. I don't know if they do that. I just like to imagine it. And that's what they enjoy. So there's that aspect. So there's the Islamic protector aspect. There's the I like money and power aspect to it. There's a domestic political thing going on as well in Iran, where there are a bunch of freedom-loving people in Iran who want this government to cast its yoke off of them so they can be free. Iran has to worry about these people. They have to worry that the revolution doesn't get too big. Are you seeing? Now, this is just one country. This is one country. I've spent 2 minutes on one country. It's already complicated, isn't it? Wait, we have the Islamic thing and the money and power thing and the people thing. We're gonna dig into this in a little more depth, and we'll talk about the Middle East and some things that are happening. Before we do that, speaking of radical Islamic terrorism, obviously, that's some not great news we got about the plotters of 9/11. And I know a lot of people are hot about that, and I understand that. I am as well. Remember, though, that at least Tunnel to Towers is still out there caring for those families. There are a lot of families, a lot of Gold Star families who lost loved ones, and fallen first responder families, either in 9/11 or in the global war on terror after 9/11. You know the organization who was there for those families when Dad didn't come home? It was Tunnel to Towers. And to this day, they're helping catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responders, building smart homes, paying off mortgages for widows and orphans. That's where your $11 a month goes. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email us love, hate, death threats. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Guy, lady emailed in and was asking about what's going on. Iran, Israel, try to make some sense of it. So we're just doing a little foreign policy discussion here. And I talked about just the different players, a few of the different players, just with Iran, just with a country like that, Iran. What's their foreign policy? Well, you have to placate the radical Islamists. You have to worry about keeping your own power if you're one of the people in charge. You have to worry about placating the people enough so that they don't rise up in open rebellion. You have to make sure you're being as radical as the radical Islamic terrorist groups you support demand you are, and that's just Iran. Now, let's set them aside for a moment. Let's talk about Israel. Israel has a completely different problem. Israel, we don't talk about it much now, is extremely divided domestically, politically, in a lot of similar ways that we are. They don't just have two parties like we do either. All kinds of divides there. We look at foreign countries, whether they be allies or enemies, and we like to simplify things. Oh, Israel stands for blank, fill in the blank, whatever that may be. Israel has political parties too. Political parties that have different views on how to do things. Okay, so you have that. Then October 7th happened. Now Israel is in this situation. Israel needs to respond. Israel decided they're going to take out Hamas. No more Hamas. We're going to invade, kill every single person in Hamas we can possibly find. They still have our hostages. We have to take out Hamas. Okay, well, Hamas, they're funded from Iran. So Iran is now there, and then Hezbollah is north of Israel in Lebanon. Hezbollah is much more sophisticated and well-funded than Hamas, much more organized. Think of Hezbollah more of a standing army than a terrorist organization. Israel is now fighting there, and then they're going to have to fight Hezbollah. But wait, they can't really do this alone, probably. Granted, Israel's pretty tough, but it's a really small country. It's only 8 million people. That makes it even more complicated. Why? Up in comes the United States of America. Well, let's talk about that. And this is getting complicated. I know I'm doing this on purpose because it is so complicated. There's no simple way to break it down. Israel needs the assistance of the United States of America if they're to fight Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, Yemen, everyone else who seems to get involved. Israel needs the United States of America. And normally Israel has the support of the United States of America, except now, ever since Barack Obama got elected, a huge part of the Democrat base hates Jews. You've seen it all over college campus. You don't need that from me. Barack Obama himself hated Jews. Barack Obama himself was raised in a Black Liberation Theology church. It's a very, you've heard Louis Farrakhan. You've heard Farrakhan called Jews termites and things like that. That's Black liberation theology type stuff. It goes into all this complicated stuff, but that's where Obama came from. American communism is now represented in large part by people who despise Jews. Look, we're just talking foreign policy here. So now if you're a Democrat, if you're Barack Obama, we'll set him aside. If you're Joe Biden, you need to still, because so much of your fundraising base is wealthy Jewish donors, you need to still act like you give a crap about Israel. At the same time, you're worried about making your base too mad, so then you can't do that. So you see how complicated this is? It's complicated. All foreign policy is complicated because of the different players inside of every nation and the different motivations of the different players inside of every nation. I broke that down for you in a complicated way because it is so complicated and there's not a simple way to give you an answer. I wish there was. And oh, let me throw another little wrinkle in there. This is the one that's really just going to make your eyes glaze over and you're going to want to move on. And I promise once I drop this little turd in the punch bowl, we are going to move on. Intelligence agencies. Propaganda. Lies. What if that terrorist who got blown up in Tehran, what if Israel didn't do it? What if the Iranians did it and wanted to blame it on Israel? What if the rocket that landed in that soccer field that killed those little Israeli kids, what if it was some Israeli soldier playing with grenades and he dropped it and blew it up? That's not what happened. It was a rocket that came from Lebanon. But you see these things happen all the time. Lies, propaganda. What if America was involved? Do I need to remind you about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? We know the truth because the president has dementia and couldn't control himself. But remember, the reporter asks Joe Biden, hey, what are you going to do about, oh, you have it, Chris? I'll go and play it.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
And about 5 minutes after that, you could hear the reporter's voice completely confused. All of a sudden, we woke up one day and someone had blown some big holes under the water in Nord Stream 2 when NATO, along with the United States military, was doing naval exercises a mile from the pipeline. And we lied about it. We said we had nothing to do about the whole thing. In fact, we have reporting from Seymour Hersh to this day that says America did that. We lied. Lies, propaganda. What I'm trying to say is if you're going to sit down and try to make simple sense of foreign policy matters and wars and attacks and things, you're going to have a long, 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 hard road of it. There are so many different players here and so many different motivations and so many different lies. Just know that it gets confusing. All right. We have many things still to talk about. Dome. How should Trump campaign against her? And you know who I was hanging out with down in Florida? I was hanging out with Berna. You know, the non-lethal pistol launchers. You want to talk about people who are passionate about what they do. And it was amazing. We were sitting at a table. It was me. I don't want to give out his name because I didn't ask him before him. It was me, the Berna guy, his lovely bride, and then a bunch of other people, a bunch of couples at our table. And the Berna guy starts talking about what it is. And there were three different women at my table who were completely uncomfortable with firearms. By the time we were done with dinner, they were all on their phones ordering a Berna. Non-lethal, pepper balls, or tear gas balls. I carry both. I love lethal and non-lethal. You want to stop a very bad man? You don't even have to shoot accurately. Did you know that? It's part of the beauty of it. Cops will shoot it on the ground if a guy's hiding behind something. You want to save your life? The life of someone you love? Get a Berna pistol launcher for the person you love. BYRNA. Berna.com/Jesse. Another hour. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.